It's Thursday, June 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Let's talk about the dynamics of labor, because workers are quitting, and device dynamics in the current market. This is the Business of Tech. So workers are quitting more. This from some new government data. In April, the quits level and rate increased to series highs of 4 million and 2.7%, respectively. Professional and business services were the second largest industries impacted, right behind retail. There are 9.3 million job openings, and both are records. Wages in IT are going up too, per Computer World. Wage surveys reveal that IT executives in giant enterprises are getting the most important wage boosts, with a median rise of 3.2%. IT execs in mid-size enterprises are seeing median rises of 1.2%. For lower-level positions, IT execs do higher at mid-size enterprises than at giant ones. Center managers at giant enterprises are seeing 0.6% boosts, whereas these at mid-size enterprises are seeing 1.3% rises. IT staffers are seeing the least enhancement, an ongoing phenomenon through all firm sizes. And tech unemployment is also low, 2.4%, which is about half the national average of 5.5%. Forrester weighed in on digital transformation in recruitment. It's accelerated due to the pandemic and in two ways. First, those that adapted, shifting their operational model to serve customers in new ways. And second, those in growth mode who use technology to expand faster. WeBoost asked about returning to work. 81% of respondents in their survey feel safe returning to the office, with 44% saying they feel safe returning whether they've been vaccinated or not. The survey shows about half, 47%, of respondents will consider leaving their jobs if they have no choice in home versus office work, and 55% prefer to work remotely at least part of each week. IBM is expecting those workers back in the offices in September, which is when they can return. They did not, however, announce any specific rules about remote working. Facebook, too, with a new policy. They're extending work from home if the job can be done remotely. It's a change from the previous announcement that only certain employees could request remote work. So why do we care? This data all screams one thing for me. Workers are in the driver's seat. There are less of them available, particularly in tech. They can call the shots on what they want. They're going to command higher salaries, and they get to pick where they work, not their bosses. Sure, you can fight these trends, and on an individual basis, you may be successful. You'll just be working a lot harder as you swim upstream against the current. The data is pretty clear here. With increased demand from the pandemic, Canalys reports that U.S. PC shipments were up 73% over the same period last year. That added up to a total of 34 million units sold. While Apple had a good quarter with sales up 36%, it was surpassed by HP, which sold 11 million units in total, with annual growth up an astonishing 122.6%. IDC has indicated that IoT spending slowed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they believe it will experience double-digit growth in Europe through 2025. Biggest area is sensors and hardware, then services. The uptick is linked to the move to the post-pandemic economy. And I'm going to tuck this announcement in. Zoom has launched phone appliances. Partnering with Poly and Yealink, these devices combine video, audio, and collaboration into a single device. So why do we care? And the other half of today's stories is the market itself. There's opportunity there. Certainly short-term as it relates to PC-style devices, and long-term as it relates to sensors and smart-enabled devices. That's why I included the Zoom announcement. Because if you're working in the business layer, that workplace, Microsoft 365, Zoom collaboration-style space, the technology to deliver that does not have to be tied to the PC. There's much more to it. And the real value is making sure it's in the right places at the right time, with workers who can leverage it effectively. That's training, that's policy, and that's culture. All of which come with much higher services revenue and margin. Did you know the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gesinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gesinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit GOZYNTA.com to learn more. Thanks for listening. A security-free episode today. Back again tomorrow with more news.